in this new year. With that in mind, I read scripture yesterday from 1 Chronicles 29, where David talks about being thankful to God. He says something in 1 Chronicles 29:14 that so many churches quote in song on Sunday morning, where David says, "All things come from you, and of your own have we given you." If you do that in your church, you probably say all things come from thee, which is the King James translation. I'm going to stay in the Old Testament today, and I'm going to the book of Daniel, chapter 2, and verse 23. Thank you, Lord. This is Daniel, chapter 2, and verse 23. I'll read it first, and then we'll talk a bit about the setting and then make the application. Verse 23 of chapter 2 in the book of Daniel says, "I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we ask of you. For you have made known to us the king's demand." Scholars of the Old Testament on this call will remember that Daniel chapter 2 is where King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that he could not remember. Nebuchadnezzar had captured Jerusalem, and all of the available, able men and women, he'd captured them and brought them back to Babylon. He destroyed Jerusalem. And among these young men, there were four that stand out so much that even to this day, we preach about them all the time. That's Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Their names were changed by Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel's name was changed to Belteshazzar. And then the other three became Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But these four young men were strong, and they were gifted. They were talented. And Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that greatly disturbed him. It disturbed him because he saw our day today. Nebuchadnezzar, in a dream, saw all of humanity's main activities going forward. He saw the kingdoms of the world that would come. He couldn't understand it. He asked his own psychics, if I could use that word, to not only tell him the dream, because he'd forgotten it, and we know how it is to forget dreams, but then explain it to him. And they couldn't do it, so he killed them. But then Daniel stepped forward. Daniel stepped forward. He's a slave. He's a captive. But if he doesn't get this right, he will die. You know, people sometimes recommend you, and it's a setup. Go get Daniel. And Daniel told the king's dream. I won't get into it because it's too long. But what he saw was all the great kingdoms of the world, you know, kingdoms, Babylon, the Medes and Persians, Greece, Rome, but then he saw the kingdom of God in the form of a stone cut out of a mountain, and the stone grew and became a mountain. We are that mountain. He basically saw us. He saw the church. He didn't know what it was. Daniel knew that he needed to get this right. He not only had to tell the king what the dream was without the king being able to articulate it because he couldn't remember it, but then he had to tell him what it meant. And he goes to his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. I don't call them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because those are the wrong names for them. They were named after God, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He said, "I need you to pray with me about this. We need to pray about this. We need to get the wisdom of God on this and the revelation of God. God gave him the revelation. God gave Daniel the dream step by step. He gave him its prophetic meaning and interpretation. Daniel says in verse 23, I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers, for you've given me wisdom and might. I want to ask you a question before we pray. Do you pray for godly wisdom? Now, we're Americans, and we think we know a lot more than we actually know. We've been to school, we can read, we're educated. We really think that, you know, we're something special. Let's be honest about it. We're the leading country in the world in so many ways, and then we drag behind in others. But here's a question. Do you pray for godly wisdom? Oh, we think we're smart. Oh, yes, we watch the videos, we watch the TV programs, we listen to the talk shows, we read the books, we go on the internet, we use the search engines. Do you ever ask for godly wisdom? You say, well, when I need to know something, I can call my sister or my friend or, you know, my old teacher in school or somebody that I know. Oh, they're so very smart. Do you know that wisdom doesn't have anything to do with being smart? You can be an educated fool. You can be a person with more than one PhD and can hardly find your way through your own day. Listen, we need godly wisdom. What did those old people have that we don't have in so many cases? I'm talking about the ones that turned the churches over to us. They built those churches selling chicken plates and fish plates. And here we are with great incomes and struggle to keep the churches going. Those old people, you know, whether you call it mother wit or something along that line, they knew what they did not have. They did not have a high school diploma. They did not have a college degree. They did not go to vocational school. So many of them. But they operated in the wisdom of God. Now, that doesn't mean that they were better than we are. It's not about that. The truth is, a lot of them were kind of superstitious. You know, they had a horseshoe over the door or a rabbit's foot in their pocketbook. But at the same time, they understood how important it was to let God lead us. I want to say this to you for 2024. Let the Lord lead you. Ask him daily for wisdom. The book of James, chapter 1 says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give it liberally and will not rebuke you because you ask him. That's what it means. He upbraideth not. It means that God will not scold you because you haven't prayed in a week. When you're asking for wisdom, if you ask God for wisdom, child of God, he will give it to you. Not only does James say he'll give it to you, James said he'll give it to you lavishly. In other words, he'll pour it out on you. Not just one drip drop for what you're trying to get through. How do we know that? Because centuries ago, Daniel prayed. And Daniel put his prayer force together according to the word. He talked to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And the four of them prayed in agreement. And God gave him the dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had, step by step, point by point, bullet by bullet. And then gave him the interpretation. Isn't that amazing? I can't remember a dream, and the man of God can tell me the dream and what it means. I say to you today, we need God's wisdom. We're ready to pray now, but you will agree with me. We need his wisdom. We need it in the church. We need it in our homes. We need it in the community. We need it in the school system. We need it in this country that's turning its back on God year after year after year, turning its back on godly principles. We need the wisdom of God. No wonder the violence in this country is so bad. Because we've stopped seeking the wisdom of God. We think we're self-sufficient. But don't let your success cheat you out of your life. There's a difference in making a living and making a life. And you make a life by the wisdom of God. That's what Daniel said. Daniel said, I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might. Precious Father, today we give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you for this day of prayer. We thank you for this day of victory. And in the midst of it all, we glorify your holy and righteous name. We praise you today because you have looked beyond our faults, and we have so many of them. You have met our needs. You've satisfied our needs. You are our shepherd. We have no wants. Thank you in the name of Jesus as we pray together today that the word of the Lord reminds us that it is by your wisdom that we are successful. And therefore, in Jesus' name, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of playing God. Forgive us of trying to run our lives by human wisdom. And we pray in the name of Jesus today that you give us your wisdom, spiritual wisdom, true wisdom, wisdom that will not fail. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done as we go through our day today. Thank you for your presence in our lives. And thank you, Father, that your presence in our lives is more than just you being there. You're being in our lives with wisdom. When we have questions, you are the answer. And we thank you today that as Daniel and his brethren ask you questions, you answered every one. Father, today, we thank you that you are the answer to our questions, and we have many. We thank you today that you satisfy our deepest need, and that is for wisdom. We praise you that the wisdom that we seek today will give us victory in the areas that are so important for our lives today and tomorrow. Therefore, Father, we pray that you give us wisdom in rearing our families, wisdom in doing our secular jobs, wisdom in working with co-workers, wisdom in working for supervisors, and wisdom for supervising others. Give us wisdom today when it comes to our money, wisdom when it comes to whether to save or spend or give, wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for wisdom when it comes to our health and wisdom when it comes to making decisions that must be made. We glorify you today. We know that along with wisdom, there is discretion because they are the same word in the Bible. Help us, Father, to keep our mouths closed as a part of wisdom and just watch you work. Thank you in Jesus' name. That we watch you work on every hand, and you've never failed. We give you glory and honor and praise as we pray for our households and our families today. We cover them in faith and love, and we thank you in Jesus' name for victory. We ask you also, Father, for wisdom in our communities, in our government, whether it is local, state, or federal. In Jesus' name, let your wisdom prevail. As we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, we ask you, Father, that your wisdom would prevail from the White House all the way to the governor's house, to the mayor's office. And let it be that whatever your will is, it will be done. We call these things done. We thank you for healing in our bodies today. We thank you, Father, that the Bible said with the stripes on Jesus' body, we were healed. We claim our healing today. We've already been healed. We don't have to get it because Jesus already got it for us. We receive it and we praise you and thank you. Thank you for healing in our bodies and in our minds. We glorify your name today. Amen.